Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I have with me a couple of articles that I wanted to share with you. Pick your brain just a little bit and make you make all of us think some about what's really going on. Now, we know the nation is in dire need financially. We're broke as broke can be. We're in debt. When you're in debt, you're broke. And this article comes from The Economic, and it is written by Rick Wells, and he has a website. If you want to go to his website, it is simply rickwells.com.us, rickwells.us. He starts it out, the title of it is, the UN is demanding $100 billion per year to create a huge climate change slush fund, and Obama is on board. Now, he's kind of sarcastic in how he writes this, so I'm going to try and go through this article with you. So bear with the sarcasm, and I'm going to skip over some of his remarks just because I think they're not appropriate for me to use. But he says in this, it's not enough that the emperor is parading around without any clothes on. He's talking about our president. He and his comrades are engaging in an orgy of power, lust, and greed right in front of us. He says, look away, kids, and take the dogs to the backyard. There's no telling where this could end up. The extortionist panhandler that goes on the title of UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has been on a fundraising tour on behalf of the emergency that doesn't exist, holding out his tin cup in the creation of the mother of all slush funds. Now, think about that. A slush fund, they want $100 billion every year. It goes on here, he says, just like a whiny soon-to-be ex-girlfriend, Ban is taking his $100 billion message of, but you promised, to anyone willing to listen and donate other people's money in exchange for a piece of his action. On Saturday, now, this I got this on Friday, so this would have had to been the week before. On Saturday, he appeared at an International Monetary Fund event in Washington. It's natural that one who will need a distribution network for large sums of slushy cash would promote his scam at one of their events. Ban proclaimed that all of us, evil pollution breathers have some nubilous obligation to enrich his world government organization based upon the improper and unwarranted promises of self-serving politicians such as the infamous climate criminal Hussein Obama. He said, we need a credible trajectory for realizing the $100 billion goal per year by 2020. As well as the operationalization of the Green Climate Fund. He says the Korean ban made up a big English word to match the big lies he's telling. If the UN produced anything of value, Ban could get up off his knees, take a financial IV he has hooked to our treasury out of the UN's clenched fists, and make their own money. But they don't. There's just simply too much benefit in being a parasite, Rick says here. Now, stop and think about, what are they going to do with $100 billion? How is money going to fight global warming? $100 billion a year, per year. Ban said, This was a commitment which was made in 2009 during the Copenhagen Climate Change Summit meeting. We have only mobilized a $10 billion as an initial capitalization of this Green Climate Fund. I would really hope that there will be a trajectory, a path, which will be shown to the member states. He's not getting it enough fast enough, here's what he's saying. Ban shook his cup at a conveniently scheduled pre-Earth Day concert in D.C. on Saturday night as well, telling the mindless youth who have no idea what he's up to, "I want to hear from you. It's our last chance to slow global warming." Now, I love this phrase, and I love it because of the way this author goes into the next one. Rick Wells says then, "Well, good enough. It's the last chance. So if we tell him no one more time, he'll shut up and go away?" No, he didn't mean that last chance, just the last chance until he asks the next time, that last chance. The current last chance has a goal of reaching annual contributions to his UN Climate Slush Fund of $100 billion annually per the year 2020. So it's at least a five-year-long last chance. Ban was sniveling that he's only been able to arm twist 33 countries into a paltry $10.2 billion, $3 billion of which, was donated by Obama from our treasury last November. What does the planet want that costs $100 billion a year, and where do you buy it? Is it available in green? The answer is the money isn't for the planet. Obviously, our Earth doesn't spend money. It's for the profiteering politicians and UN officials who are lining their pockets with the stupidity of the people of the world. If they're dumb enough to allow them to get away with it, then, hey, wait a minute. That's my money, too, he says. It's all part of the lead up to the big Paris summit, which happens in November, where they expect us to shamefully cave and become global citizens, shredding our Neanderthal nationalism in the interest of assuming our rightful place among the paupers of the world, no better, no worse, but certainly soon to be more remorseful for throwing away a perfectly good nation in exchange for a false promise that funded their criminal operation. Now, we've talked about this becoming a citizen of the world before. I'm not ready, although I know we live in the world, I consider myself a citizen of America, the United States of America, of Missouri. Of course, they downplay the significance, it says here. No, let's go back up here. It says, the comrades of the World Bank highlighted two key components to their scheme. Carbon taxes paid to our new masters at the UN and mandated phases out of fossil fuel subsidies. Now, I'm going to stop there again, and I want to let's go back and remember when we were just aghast because the UN wanted taxes from the United States, that we should be paying taxes to the UN, as if we don't pay enough taxes to our states, to our counties, to our states, and to the federal. They want the United States people, citizens. They want us to be citizens of the world, but they want us to pay a tax. Well, we kind of balked on that. But isn't this just another way of getting it? Isn't this just another way to phrase it, just another way to steal it out of our pockets? It says, of course, they downplay the significance of their actions as the truth would be an impossible sale to make. The IMF and its sister criminal enterprise, the World Bank, issued a report on Saturday stating with a small percentage of the money that is saved by ending subsidies or the revenue raised from a carbon tax or permit sales going to climate finance, governments could help. They could help meet that $100 billion climate finance commitment and other mitigations and adaptations needs. You know, they're going to get it one way or another unless we stop them. I'm opening the phone lines. I'm going to finish this article with you. I think it's of great interest, and I think we need to know about it because it's something that they're trying to perpetrate against the people of the world, but particularly you and I. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. You know, we're finishing up the month of April this week. And we've talked about taxes. And we've talked about more than just in April, but we've talked about taxes. We've talked about how we're taxed at every turn. Whether it's called a permit, whether it's called a license, whether it's called a fine, whether it's called a tax. One way or another, they're squeezing it out of us. They're just squeezing that money out of us as best they can. And they come up with all kinds of new ways to do this. So when I read that last statement, the $100 billion Climate Finance Committee and other mitigations, adaptations, needs, they're going to have to adapt it here, you know. $100 billion per year for the world to make it a better, cleaner place. What if, instead of taking everybody's money, they called it a carbon tax or permit sales, going to climate finance and governments, da 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 da. What do you think about the UN running the world? That's not what it was designed to do, but that's where it's heading. And all of a sudden, we the people of the United States of America are going to be paying fines and taxes to the UN. Or to our government, and then thus it goes to the UN. He goes on in this article. Oh, by the way, the number is 1-877-877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Who gets that money specifically? And for what purposes is, of course, never mentioned. in any of their speeches or anything. They don't mention what's going to be done. There is no legitimacy to what they are doing, and criminals know it's bad practice to brag to their victims. CNS News reports that a coalition of eight countries, Costa Rica, Denmark, Ethiopia, Finland, New Zealand, Norway, Sweden, and Switzerland, none of them significant fossil fuel producers, calling itself Friends of Fossil Fuel Subsidy Reform, bemoaned on Friday the fact that governments spent more than $548 billion on fossil fuel subsidies in 2013. They want that money to be redistributed among the beggar nations such as themselves in a global socialist wealth redistribution through the UN conspiracy. It's that naked communism that the UN was designed to usher in now starting to take form. We can see it materializing, so to speak, my friends, as we listen to these. We don't personally listen to these speeches, but as we go back and listen to them again or get reports from these, $100 billion per year. What are they going to do with that money? You know, what if they started rewarding the ones who got, who have the lowest carbon rates, like they keep screaming about? We're the ones with the lowest carbon rates. We're the ones with the cleanest air. We're the ones with the most rules and regulations. The United States of America. And yet we're called the evil ones. They note that the amount was five times the ridiculous $100 billion that the UN is targeting as their initial baseline in their extortion program, a number that will surely grow exponentially as these things do. You know it's not going to stay at $100 billion per year. You know it's not. In some kind of odd socialist rationale, the Friends said the elimination of fossil fuel subsidies would make a significant contribution to the goal of keeping average temperatures from rising more than 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. Actually, it wouldn't. The only relationship between the money and the problem is that one is the means through which to extort the other. Beyond that, there is nothing that can be done to stop the natural warming of the planet or cooling. I'm going to throw that in there. He didn't have that. If it is occurring, whether we assign the responsibility to man or whether we accept it as a part of nature. It says here, Rick Wells is a conservative writer who recognizes that our nation, our constitution, and our traditions are under a full-scale assault from multiple threats. We are not, you know, I just can't get over that, $100 billion per year to the UN to fight global warming. Wow. Well, let's see a strategy plan. Let's see exactly where all that money's going to go. Lay it out. Put it in our ledger. Show it to the American people. We have a caller. We have Mike from Texas. Mike, how are you today?
Good morning, Beth. I thought I'd give you a bump since somebody else is calling in, and I'm enjoying listening. I think Wells, you may have misspelled or something. I think that's Rick Wiles who runs it.
No. This is Rick Wells. I'm looking right at it.
Oh, okay. I just thought it might be the same person.
Nope, it's Rick Wells. He's written for this is the little article that's coming from the Economic.
Okay, sorry. It was reported over the weekend that the Russians have been reading all of Obama's emails. Now, you know, that's interesting because if they're reading all of the presidents, then you know they must be reading all of Hillary's.
I was going to say, maybe we're going to the wrong source. Maybe we need to go to the Russians to find out what's happening around here.
Well, what's interesting is the Russians are sharing everything with the communist brothers, the Chinese, of course. And if they're reading all of his, then they're probably reading all of the Congress's emails, which we may have a government that's being extorted, blackmailed, and so on. But, you know, it brings to mind this common saying that you can't be caught in places that you don't visit. So if they can be extorted and bribed, they're dirty. You know, I mean, You know what I'm saying? Our Congress. That's just speculation. About 2-3 years ago, we had an austerity program imposed by Congress on Obama for $75 million, and he was going around closing parks and, you know, all kinds of things the public needed. And he had just come back from a IMF meeting, UN meeting, and what the media didn't report was that he had given them $500 billion. Then he came back and started running all kinds of news stories about complaining about how the Congress was restricting him on $75 million, and $75 million in austerity of some form or another. And what this shows, of course, I got this story off the communist Chinese news, and that's the only outlet that reported it. So our own media doesn't report how much money he's giving away of ours already to UN organizations like the IMF.
We've known for many, 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 many years the UN wouldn't exist if it wasn't for the United States money.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, when Roosevelt tried to pack the Congress, you know, the first communist president, I mean, his openly communist wife and so on, and then Truman, his successor, tried to institute a form of Obamacare in the mid-40s, we had a Congress that stopped both of them. We had a conservative Congress. I think that's when the Communist Party woke up and said, wait a minute, we're going to have to infiltrate and take over the Congress because we've been stopped twice, you know. And that's what they've successfully done. And they have a goal of taking 80% of the Americans' money in taxes. The Soviets were more honest because they just said, you're our slave and we take 80% of everything you make. These guys take it after they give it to you with fees, taxes, licenses, you know, all this kind of stuff. And they still have that goal of taking 80% of all of our income. So they're about 55 or 60 right now, and they've got another 20, 25 to go, and they're going to try to get it, you know.
Well, and they are getting it. I mean, it's one way or another. We're giving money to these other countries. We know that's happening. We know that when they talk about cutting a budget, they never cut that. It's always go after the military pensions. It's always go after our elderly. You know, we scare them to death with the Social Security and the Medicare. Never, ever do we go after common sense to just start cutting the spending. Never, ever do we ever do that. And you know, it goes back to what I've been preaching for several years. We no longer have representation. We just simply do not have it. And
you heard me say that little ditty that I made up, that we have the two halves of the same Communist Party in Washington.
Oh, yeah.
The Democrats. You know, I made that up.
Well, I think we may have a few exceptions up there, but by golly, we're going to have to weed them out. We're going into a break, Mike. I appreciate your call and your input. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Well, I think $100 billion a year is excessive. What do you think about a fine of $135,000 to a small little bakery? 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus, a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-9820. That's 1-800-351-9820. Again, 1-800-351-9820.
Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We were talking in the first part of the show. We were talking about the UN, and Ban is going around the UN Secretary General, and he is going around begging for money, and he's upset, I guess, a little bit. He thinks the United States should be putting up a lot more than we have, and Obama's on track with him, I guess, agreed that we should. $100 billion per year. $100 billion per year. We have Harold from New Mexico. Harold, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good until you started talking this morning.
Well, I'm glad you didn't turn me off and stomp away.
But I just had one comment that I'm 75 years old, and I've never seen anything worse than the mafia and Cosa Nostra and what Obama's doing to this country. It's all fraud, as far as I can tell.
Well, and don't you agree that our Congress has to take a lot of the blame because they've sat around and done nothing?
Well, I can't figure out how many super Marxists we got in Congress, whether they be Republican or Democrat, but somebody has to take care of our personal interests down here at the bottom.
That's where it's got to start, isn't it, Harold?
Yes.
If we're not going to have a little respect for ourselves and start standing up at home and in our own cities and counties and communities and states, then how do we expect the D.C. occupiers to do that? We're going to have to demand it out of them.
I read my cell phone bill for the first time in 10 years.
And oh.
think there was 15 various little taxes added to it.
Yep.
Just tiny ones. It just right now.
We just don't have a clue. I mean, because we just go about our lives and we're trying to strive. We strive to survive and we just can't seem to get ahead in this world. And then we see them up there and they're just having all kinds of parties. You know, this band, he's talked to them up there in D.C. and them big parties and begging for $100 billion a year. And, of course, we're not going to give it all, but we're going to give way too much. If we give a dime, it's too much, in my opinion. You know, it's all a hoax. It's just like what Gore is doing. You know, it's all a hoax. They sit there and they live off the fat of the land, and then they tell you and I, we can't do that. And I'm just tired of it.
You got it pegged, right? So
now if we could just get us all band together and do something about it, right?
That's a good idea, and you're working at it hard enough.
Well, I am doing that. Thank you, Harold. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
I want to change the topic just a tiny bit. Well, actually, it's a whole lot. But we're still talking about money. But I want to read to you the Eighth Amendment. Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. That is the Eighth Amendment. Now, we have heard how they are punishing these small businesses who try to stand on their faith and do not believe in same-sex marriages. They draw the line in the sand, so to speak, when it comes to promoting, helping with weddings. They will sell their product any other time, but when it comes to participating in the wedding event of a same-sex marriage, they draw the line for their own conscience. And then they get lambasted with lawsuits that absolutely break these people, take away their ability to make a living, and totally break their spirit. There is no money damage done to a couple if you refuse to be a part of their wedding. Oh, you might hurt their feelings. But it is a bill of rights, not a bill of feelings. Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. $135,000 fine over a wedding cake is excessive, in my opinion. This is a small community that this couple lives in. She has a little bakery. She has worked hard. It is an art. She takes pride in each and every cake that she bakes and decorates. And they've had to close their business, and they've had to move out. I have an article that just deals with the emotional side, that what they have dealt with. But I'm going to share with you what is on the legal fallout. And that's coming from the Daily Signal, and the Morning Bell is who wrote the other one. And they're both really, really good articles. But the legal fallout, and the Daily Signal reported this on last Friday, that an administrative law judge for the Oregon Bureau of Labor and Industries recommended the Kleins be fined $135,000 for the damages they caused for Rachel and Laurel. How on earth could they have caused $135,000 damage for not baking a cake or serving a wedding? There's other bakeries. There's other cakes. There's other people. You know, a lot of companies take bids on things. You have to bid for it. Obviously, this company wouldn't have bid. I would imagine that they knew and sought these people out. And that's just mean. The Oregon Bureau of Labor and Industries pursued charges against the Kleins on behalf of the now married. So they're married now, same-sex couple. The Civil Rights Division of the Oregon Bureau of Labor and Industries is responsible for the enforcing the state's public accommodation law. We have way too many laws, my friends. And the judge who issued Friday's proposed order works for the Bureau. The administrative agency is not a court. It's actually under the executive branch, not the judicial branch of the government. Anna Harmon, the attorney representing the Kleins, told the Daily Signal the case is heard from the administrative law judge. The proposed fine will now go to State Labor Commissioner Brad Avakin, who can either accept it or adjust the amount in issuing a final order, which is expected to arrive this summer. Now, they've already had to close their business. The Kleins have signaled they plan to appeal the judge's ruling. One question concerning the Kleins and their lawyer is why no doctor or medical expert was present during the hearings. And I'm thinking, why did they need a medical person? Well, this is the reason. To claim $135,000, the couple submitted a list of mental, physical, and emotional damages inflicted by the Kleins' actions. So when they declined to do the cake, it damaged them mentally, physically, and emotionally up to $135,000. Where's the doctor bills? Let's see them. Let's see what they did prior to this event. It says that the Daily Signal previously reported some of these symptoms include acute loss of confidence, doubt, excessive sleep, felt mentally raped, dirty and shameful, high blood pressure, impaired digestion, loss of appetite, migraine headaches, pale and sick at home after work, resumption of smoking habit, had to go back to smoking, surprise, weight gain, and worry. $135,000 worth of loss of sleep, headaches, shameful and dirty feelings. I think it's excessive. I think it's mean. I think it's cruel. What do you think? 877-895-5410. Excessive fines. The Eighth Amendment. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HanbyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hanby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HanbyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and a Rest Drench product. Stock up today and be prepared. H-A-M-B-Y, DairySupply.com, or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgfcoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4111. 1-800-981-3188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided this book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? NAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website. Support our sponsors. Join the show on Facebook. Follow Beth Ann on Twitter. Contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We are in the final segment of today's show, and I think I've hit a nerve with some folks. We've got Dave from Nebraska. Dave, you intrigue me. What is it you want to talk about today?
A few years ago, I think it was like 97 or 96, somewhere around there. Anyway, a guy caught a fish out of season in Arkansas, and they charged him a $1,000 fine for catching that fish out of season.
Well, wasn't it the fish's fault for biting?
Yeah, but I mean, it's just, he caught it out of season. They charged him $1,000 for that fish.
That's a pricey fish. Dave, what station are you listening to there in Nebraska?
KAWL.
Okay.
In New York.
All right. They are fining us, and, of course, they got to charge you a license and a permit fee to even go fishing or go hunting or all those things. So you got to pay a permit. You got to pay a license. You got to pay a fee if you do the wrong thing. You got to pay a fine.
Right.
You know, it's ridiculous how they're just, you know, they might as well just be putting needles in us and bleeding us. That's the way it goes, isn't it?
Exactly.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call. Thank you, Dave.
All right. Thank you.
We have Davey from Texas. Davey, how are you today?
Yes, say, here's a good question for those prostitutes called Congress people.
Okay.
Can they define murder, and are they opposed to it?
Define murder.
Yeah, I had Dick Army for economics, and I delivered the results of the investigation of the mass murder case at Waco to Congress. And they obviously, you know, Dick Army says, well, I don't work for you. And the fact is, in this world...
Really?
People, they work for who pay them, and the employees of the International Monetary Fund are those so-called members of Congress. They don't work for the people of America.
They don't think they do, and that's when we stop voting for them.
It's just, that's reality, that's the truth. But, you know, the other thing about it is God is not mocked, and they could go around and promote all of this unnatural behavior and sell license to murder little babies and stuff, and the fact is, you know, there's a day of judgment coming, and you know, Jesus said right there in Matthew 13, he's going to send his messengers out there and round all these workers of iniquity up and stick them in the oven. You know, that's what it says. What I'm curious about is why people in America have such an unapologetic hatred of truth. just because they watch TV and they don't know any truth. But they'll sit there and argue with you about something they don't even know anything about.
Well, that's true.
That's pretty sad, isn't it?
It is.
All righty.
All right, Davey, I appreciate the call. We have Mike from Arizona. Mike, how are you today?
Today, Beth. Yeah, I'd like to talk about the hypocrisy. You had mentioned that these people are getting this $100,000 fine for, you know, not...
$135,000 fine.
Okay.
Now, you're going to have to be quick because we're running out of time.
Okay, so, you know, these people, they yell tolerance the loudest, you know, and we find out that they're the ones that are the most intolerant. Obviously, this faggot lobby, they seem to want to hide behind that. You know, they give us the old, what they do in their own bedroom is their own business, but, you know, they're not in their own bedroom. They're in the photography business. They're in the bakery businesses. They're in the pizza houses and bullying these people. Congress passed a bullying law, so why isn't Congress going after it?
And, you know, it is a bully. That's exactly what they've done. I'm certain, maybe not in every single case, but I'm certain in the majority of these cases, these couples, they sought out these businesses knowing they were going to turn them down so that they could sue them. I know that they did. I know they did that in some of these other cases. I know they did because they'd been customers there for a long time. So they had to have known how those people felt. They made
right.
no
well,
pretense.
You know, in a sideline kind of similar to it, it's kind of along the same lines about what the Muslims do. They come here and they go, oh, well, these are just the moderate Muslims. They're, you know, people of peace. And it's just to get us to drop our guard to accept them because we get bombarded daily on, well, what they do in their own bedroom is their own business, but they're not in there. And, you know, it's the whole thing. It's, you know, you got the Congressional Black Caucus. You know, there was somebody who was recently elected, and he's a white guy, and he wanted to go over and join the Congressional Black Caucus. And they said, oh, no, you can't join here. And, you know, the federal government's job is to protect our rights and to protect our borders, and they aren't doing
either. They're not doing either one of those. And this isn't about somebody's feelings. $135,000 it's abusive, it's excessive, and it's wrong. It's taking away these folks' ability to make a living, and they ought to turn it around on them. By golly, these folks need to pay for what they're doing to these couples. I'm going to thank you for your call. Go ahead, quickly.
Yeah, just back to the beginning, why doesn't somebody tell the gay lobby that they need to be tolerant of other people's behavior?
Yeah, that's just not going to work, is it? They don't see it that way. I agree with you. I'm just saying they don't see it that way. All right, I'm going to have to let you go. We're just about to run out of time. Again, it's about the Eighth Amendment, and that is a right. It is not it's not about feelings. It's your Bill of Rights. And you are to be protected by this Eighth Amendment. Excessive fines imposed. Well, I guess if we have to rely on a prejudiced judge, we're going to be in a bunch of trouble. Well, I don't have time to share this entire article, but it says, will minimum wage protesters order fries from their burger-flipping robot replacements? They have machines. They're called Momentum Machines, and they've got a website. Now, these machines already exist. And they can do everything that a human being can do, according to this article, only better and faster. You can order your hamburger whatever way you want to, and this machine will fix it that way. And it can do it a lot cheaper than $15 an hour. You know, the one thing about the American people and the American businessman is he's gonna try and figure out how to survive, because he has to. This business with the cake baking, decorating, they had to close their business because somebody's feelings were hurt. That's not right. That's not what America is about. Should people hurt feelings on purpose? No. But you shouldn't lose your business because somebody got rubbed the wrong way. They're mean, they're not tolerant, they're mean, and they're bullies. And we need to stop. The only way to stop a bully is to stand up to them. So it's time to stand up to them. They want to go get married? Fine, go get married. But you're not going to have my blessing. Not here, not now, not ever. yet I don't want them to be beat up on either. So how are we going to draw the line, my friends? Well, it's very simple. It's called the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Feelings. And we have got to come together, or our children will have nothing left. We need to bring America home.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercial. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Affinity 4 is making it easy for you to stay connected with friends and family with their new senior-friendly wireless phone. This Affinity 4 phone features large buttons with an easy-to-use keypad, dedicated speed dial buttons, nationwide coverage on one of America's largest networks, and more. With its dedicated emergency call SOS feature, not only can you stay connected, but you also have the peace of mind knowing that in an emergency situation, you're protected. Plus, it's the only senior-friendly phone that allows you to give back to this radio station. That's right. Through Affinity 4's Give Back program, the proceeds will be donated to this radio station each month. This offer is available while supplies last, so don't wait.
Call 1-800-311-2648. 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, "Study the Constitution. Let it be preached from the pulpit. Proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice." The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.